Biden re-election team seeks the moral high ground. Targets Trump in $50 million advertising spent. By Simon Kent on June 17, 2024. President Joe Biden's re-election campaign said Monday it will spend $50 million through the end of June on a new ad campaign that directly targets Donald Trump's suitability for office. At the same time, it will work to elevate Biden onto the untainted moral high ground as it goes all out to attack his opponent. The advertising splash comes a full 4.5 months before voting in the 2024 election, but Biden's campaign says it wants to more clearly define the choice between the two candidates, AP reports. A central part of Biden's campaign strategy is highlighting Trump's far-reaching policy proposals for a second term. The outlet reports, with a featured ad that throws a spotlight onto Trump's recent conviction. The AP report continues. The new ad campaign includes more than $1 million geared toward media reaching Black, Hispanic, and Asian American voters, and an ad highlighting Trump's conviction on 34 felony counts in a New York hush money case. That spot will air on general market television and connected TV on streaming devices and cell phones in battleground states, as well as on national cable. The move by Democratic strategists to make the election personal in 2024 comes as the current White House occupant struggles to break free of an increasing trend to characterize Biden as too old and too frail for the arduous demands of the highest office in the land. Just hours before the ad spend was announced, Biden appeared to freeze while on stage during a star-studded fundraiser on Saturday night and was seen being led off the stage by former President Barack Obama, as Breitbart News reported. A Rasmussen Reports poll taken May 28 to 30 found 57% of voters feel Biden is getting less and less mentally sharp, while 33% of voters disagree, the Breitbart report notes. The poll also found some 60% of the corporate media have been trying to cover up Biden's mental decline. More recent polling has confirmed the doubts voters hold about the mental acuity of the Democratic candidate. A Harvard-Harris poll from March found that out of 2,111 registered voters, 57% had doubts about Biden's mental fitness after being asked if they felt the president was mentally fit to serve another term. 43% expressed that Biden is mentally fit. Biden and Trump are set to face off on June 27 for the first of two planned presidential debates. It will be hosted by CNN in Atlanta. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter. Follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.